Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hey, everybody. How is everybody doing? I hope that y'all are just doing well as you continue to cultivate yourself and to move from one manifestation to the next, even if it's the manifestation of discipline, which basically gets everything and gets your elements and your planets in alignment. Okay, nonetheless, ladies, I was asked to do this. Decode, and I wasn't going to do it, but then I changed my mind because I'm seeing some of the conversations leading a certain way, and I'm seeing also spirit move certain things a certain way, especially with this madness that we just saw with Aretha Franklin's funeral, that I was going to go ahead and do the decode on American Horror Story. Season one, Murder House. Well, if you don't know, I'm pretty sure y'all know by now, or you're about to learn, that season eight is going to be a crossover. Season eight starts in like 2 weeks. I think, 9 days? Hold on, let me open the door right quick. Okay, it's open. In 9 days. And for those of us that like, you know, the more spookier stuff, the darker side of nature, which is the shadow side, that's the side that I teach about and I teach on, and we want to understand the shadow side of nature more, we tend to watch those shows. Some of us are still, you know, a little scared. I'm doing a horror thriller decode now, but, you know, sometimes you just got to push into it because the mysteries of the shadow side and the understanding of a lot of darker laws that govern the worldscape that we're on is taught and seen on the darker side. You're not going to find that on, quote-unquote, the side of the light. You're just not. They're two different concepts. One manages life flow. One enforces life flow. One manages codes. One enforces codes. But nonetheless, just because of the season that we've been in for about a little over seven years, and how it is continuing to speed up and speed up and speed up and speed to eventually a very, you know, big crescendo concerning revenge and restitution and things that were, quote unquote, in the dark coming to light and debt being called in and people having to get things in order in their house, we're seeing that just like it is something that's universally going on, just not astrologically, but even in the arts, as we know it, of theater, Hollywood, because they are the ones that channel the main messages, because we, on the inhabitants of the planet, speak, of course, in code, and we speak in images because we are thought, i.e. awareness, consciousness, and we have various senses that, of course, interpret what we are seeing, what we are smelling, what we are hearing, what we are tasting, what we are feeling. So because of that, you know, Hollywood is what it is. The scribe class is a higher class because it is the one that controls the images. And anything that controls images channels images. Now, of course, we got different types of spirits, i.e. awareness is being channeled and agendas being channeled, but nonetheless, that is what they do because that is how we communicate. We communicate by talking, by the five senses, but by sharing our stories. And stories are what? Patterns. Okay. So because of that, and because a lot of people's patterns are being called in to pay debt, and some of them being called in to be nullified, just completely eradicated, a lot of stuff has been going on for the past five, almost 7 years. And some of you all that have followed me for a long time know that we have been talking about it for a while, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and worse and worse and worse. For you all that are new with me, y'all are coming in at a really good time because you're coming in at the time where this stuff is really, really taking off. It's just like a snowball effect. It builds and builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. So some of us have been seeing this, and some of you all are seeing it now. Doesn't matter because the season is what it is. And because of that, we are, of course, getting these messages, and we're seeing them from the mundane, oh, my gosh, honey, to the everyday average, to the higher classes, politicians, everything is coming out that, you know, it's just a damn hot mess, and it's a glamour everywhere, and stuff that you once believed and once you thought, or once stuff that you once thought was true, you're finding out it's not true at all. It was an elaborate hoax. And we damn sure just saw the foolishness in Aretha Franklin's, in her, it was not a damn funeral. I need another name for what it is. But until I come up with another name, funeral. Because the same sexual perversion that she was born in, she died around. She died in, you know, from a damn black man bringing that sexual perversion, speaking, i.e., on her behalf about her legacy, right from the damn pulpit, groping people. So you don't get away with it. You don't. And I did a video on that the other day on my Geostorm page. But nonetheless, again, you gotta be able to discern what in the hell you're seeing. And American Horror Story, season 8, is going to be a crossover of two channel messages. The channel message of the murder house, which is a generational curse message. And then, of course, the channel message of the coven, which is a bloodline membership secret society message. Again, one giving laws, the other sustaining. Again, I'm a witch, so I know what I'm looking at. And I was asked, because this particular season is a crossover, if I did a decode for Murder House, because some people took and know that I did the decode for Coven. Some of you all are getting that decode this week so that y'all will be prepared when we do American Horror Story Season 8 in 2 weeks when we go live and do that one and decode that class that I'm going to have while the rest of the world is watching it or fans. But I hadn't done a Murder House one, and I didn't want to. But I see that there's a need for it because, again, of the season that we're in, a lot of the questions that I'm getting about why sacrifices are even necessary on this planet, what's going on with the child trafficking, why do other bloodlines atone for, you know, i.e. nation-based sins like, you know, the Jews, at certain times, what's going on with these ritual holidays that have all this fire out everywhere? Why are there more murders during certain months? What's going on? And, again, I've taught it over the years, but, again, it's crescendoing. So I don't mind teaching when I have to especially lay a foundation because, again, understanding what you're looking at, understanding the darker principles and what the darkness represents, what dark wisdom represents, what people call black magic, what that represents, it takes skill. It's not something you're just going to get. It's something you got to always look into. And in my advanced witchcraft group, a sister asked a question about sacrifice. And I made a video for her there, which was very interesting, again, because it's just all this stuff that's flowing in the flow, because when she asked the question, I was in a garden, and that particular garden had a bamboo maze, and it's amazing that, you know, even when she asked that question, where I was, what I was preparing my mind to go through, to come out on the other side, and I did well. I didn't do it as fast as I kind of want to do it, but just even what the maze and what the labyrinth represents. Oh, my gosh. Ladies, I say it all the time, the occult is everywhere, but you must understand what you're looking at, especially on the darker side. And we're being asked. The universe is showing us. Spirit is showing us that we better start understanding a lot of these darker principles if you're going to try to turn and move energy within yourself, energy within your house, energy within your bloodlines. If you're going to turn this thing and move it to your benefit, because a lot of us don't understand why we're still in the deficit seat. We don't understand why we can be good and bad things happen to us. Oh, I'm going to teach on all this in the damn murder house. We don't understand codes. We just don't understand. And a lot of times we don't understand it because we are disconnected from oral tradition. We think that we're going to learn about black magic and the things of the darkness and the things of the shadows, priestess, priest-based information from books, and it will never be in one. It will never be in one. Book, I'm an Aquarius. I'm a lover of books, too. I read, I study. Some of y'all take studies when I do them. But I know the more darker, the more sinister, the more things that are connected to the understanding of why energy is allowed, that it cannot spiritually and legally be ever printed. It just cannot. It never will be. It never, ever will be. It is stuff that is passed down in oral tradition, in initiations, or if someone favors you, or if you come to someone and they do work for you and you ask them a question, they can explain it to you. But it's a very, very heavy topic. It's a very, very heavy topic. And that's what I told the sister when I made the video for her, and we had a conversation in my witchcraft group, a small conversation about it, because, again, it's not something that can – it's not a quick answer. You got to look at the houses. And I remember also houses meaning bloodlines of the mind and bloodlines of the body. Because, again, your consciousness, your brain is housed in this body, in the spirit in this body. So I remember when Beyonce was going through her initiation. And I think we talked about this in one of my groups, too, in my female archetype group, Lilith group, because she slayed it down, no matter how I feel about Beyonce. She slayed it down with that haunted video. And I remember telling the girls then and having a conversation, and I think I even did a live call in the Lilith group about them damn mansions, about them houses, what the rooms and the houses of life represent. We get a glimpse of it in when we're in Christendom, and it's called, quote-unquote, in my father's house, there's many mansions. I know there is. Because there's a whole bunch of damn bloodlines, an infinite number of connections that have been made that are connecting, that are synapsing off. I mean, it's just a hot mess, that are crossing, that are cursing, that are hexing, creating stuff that should not be created. And all of it's down here. And everywhere else, but it's centralized on the earth. It is. So, again, you got to know what you're looking at, and you got to know remedies, because some, like I was telling the sisters in the witchcraft group, sometimes getting in a, you know, reversal pattern, because a curse is you going the opposite way, and it's rooted and grounded, and you're stuck in that opposite pattern, again, because you don't understand the pattern, and you don't understand where it started in the mind and in the body. You don't understand the mind-body connection. And, again, you don't know because nobody told you. Our mothers are lying. Our fathers are lying. People are not telling the truth about a whole hell of a lot of stuff. And then you don't have the information, and you go out and you try to live your, quote-unquote, best life, and you don't understand why you're getting all these blocks. You don't understand why something may look like it works over here but doesn't work over here. You're not understanding. And then you fix one area, and then after that area is fixed, you got another area. And you're like, well, I thought maybe that would have helped. No, if you don't get the root, none of it matters. And then sometimes even going after the root, depending on how long that pattern, that memory has sat, you got a whole different compartment. You got a whole nother house you got to deal with. Some of us got to do work on the house of the mind. Some of us got to do work on the house of finances. Some of us got to do work on the house of love. Some of us got to do work on the house of children, and that got to be broken down. Regardless if it's a daughter or if it's a son or if it's a mixed gender, all of it is different. All of it is different, and that's really what a lot of the ancients knew when they were talking about your planets have to be in alignment. If you are opposite a planet, meaning opposite a house, opposite a mind-body etheric connection to something, then it doesn't matter what you do. If you don't appease that planet, if you don't appease that house, then you are going to be stuck in the curse. And it was passed down, so that means that it's generational. So, again, it's so much, ladies. It's not simple. It's not simple at all, at all. This is why I got a problem with these people that created this damn experiment called the human life. But, nonetheless, I was asked if I could talk about it more. And I said, okay, I would. And then I watched Murder House. I've binge watched it. And it is the perfect outline. Again, I love when spirit lines stuff up. It is the perfect outline to have a conversation about generational curses and what sacrifices are, what sacrificial energy is. And I think it's 12 episodes. So we're going to do it, and we're probably going to end up doing it simultaneously, the same time that we are also doing American Horror Story Season 8. I've already done Coven, and I wasn't going to do Murder House, but because Spirit is leading us this way to understand more about what's going on with us and what some possible remedies are, because, again, there could be various remedies. The longer stuff sits, you won't get a simple remedy to fix it at all. We say this in the craft, blood in, blood out, and that's just how it has to be, period. But I'm going to go with Spirit on it, and I'm about to come out of one study that I'm doing anyway. We have like two more movies to do. So by the time I finish that particular study, it'll be time for the both American Horror Stories. So I'm going to do them both at the same time. If you have not gotten American Horror Story Coven, the link is in the description box. You probably need to watch that before you join us. You don't have to. You don't. You can watch it on your own. You don't even have to take the decode. You can watch it on your own and still join us. But because this American Horror Story is going to be a mix of, again, generational curses and the managing of bloodlines, oh, ladies, we getting ready to talk. We finna have a black magic healing conversation. And these are both going to be vault classes. After I'm done with American Horror House Apocalypse, that's season 8 that we're kicking off on the 23rd. It starts on the 21st. When we are done with that, I will not release that again. I'm not going to release Coven. I'm not going to put any of the darker conversations that I'm having with black women out. I don't mind doing leaving the other stuff out, but just like the horror classes, I do not, our boss, they, after I'm done with them, I don't let them out anymore. I'm not letting American Horror Story out anymore either. The conversations are too triggering. I can feel it even when I'm on the calls. It's a lot of healing. I'm helping restore a whole lot of awarenesses and minds and bodies. And I'm going to honor that sacred space by not defiling it, by allowing it to be public and allowing anyone to take the class. I don't do that anyway, but I'm damn sure not going to do any of that with black magic classes or the horror classes. I'm never going to do it, ever, ever. And because we can really talk about some serious shit. Those that take the classes, y'all will get a copy of it. But when we're done, y'all better download them. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to destroy them. I've already destroyed other classes. I don't want a trail of nothing. This is just my gift to black women and my gift to spirit. But just like other teachers don't say a bunch of stuff on recorded calls, they destroy their shit, I'm going to destroy mine too. I'm not going to be the teacher out here putting out information that other teachers won't dare talk about because they've taken vows not to talk about it and are not really interested in helping and healing anyway. I will not be the sacrifice. I'm not going to defile spirit that way either. I will honor spirit as I'm led to talk about it. And then when it comes time to be silent, I'm going to honor that, to know, to will, to interpret. I'm going to honor to be silent. I'm going to honor it. All right, so basically we're going to do two. For you all that are signing up or have signed up for Apocalypse, of course, which is the bridging, the crossover of the Murder House and the Coven, we're going to start that on the 23rd. That link is down there for you all that want to get the American Horror Story Coven decode. That's going to be the first link. And then for those that want to also do simultaneously the live Murder House, we're going to kick that off. Well, I've already kicked it off. I started it today. It's already uploaded in the Dropbox. But I'll email you all the schedule. You don't necessarily have to come live to that if you don't want to. That's during the day, not at night. It's at 12 noon every day, so that we can, you know, get some of the stuff done. We're going to meet. I'll talk to you all about that, whoever signs up for Murder House. So you don't necessarily have to come, but it is going to be 12 noon. The class is just in the Dropbox. But we're going to be, it looks like we're going to be dealing with, we're going to be dealing with both of them because they need to be dealt with. And black women need to understand what the hell is going on. They need to understand why they can't shake a pattern. They need to understand it. All right. Links in the description box. Layla.